on the Michigan Talk Network.
I don't know. Go ahead and call, I guess. I got no answer. I got a couple of letters here I'm going to get to here if I can. And if not, I'm going to get to them Monday because there's a couple of good ones here that I want to get to. So anyhow, a couple of good letters here. If you want to send me a letter, stevegruber.com, the place to be. Stevegruber.com. You can also post up on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Twitter, please. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Newsmax.com as well. Newsmax carrying a lot of my columns out there, so you can find out a whole lot more. Shifting gears now, Kendra Arnold, Executive Director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Watchdog, fact, asking the DOJ to probe groups trying to bribe Senator Collins. If you haven't heard about this, there's some groups out there telling Senator Collins of Maine one of the votes that they thought they might be able to peel off in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmations, basically saying, hey, we'll give you $1 million or $1.5 million towards your campaign. And if you vote for Brett Kavanaugh, we'll take that same money and spend it to fight against you to get you defeated. Isn't that fascinating that Susan Collins, you know, would be attacked? Basically, it's not just fraud. It's not just bribery. It's extortion, as far as I can tell. Kendra Arnold here. Kendra, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I mean, it's outrageous, isn't it? I mean, they're basically threatening Collins. If you don't vote the way we want you to vote, which is against Brett Kavanaugh, then we're going to take millions of dollars and attack you and try to tear you down. But if you do vote for him, hey, we'll give you this money to support your candidacy. I mean, it's wrong on every level.
Yeah, and well, they won't give her the money regardless. So what they've said is if she votes no on Judge Kavanaugh, then they won't even charge the credit cards of all the crowdfunding people who have signed up. And if she votes yes, then they will charge those credit cards and they will pay her future opponent. So it, to us, they have directly tied her vote to $1 million payment.
Or more. It's a cash incentive. That's correct. So, you know, they're either buying her vote, which would be bribery, or they're extorting her by threatening her to, you know, to fund an opponent, whoever that may be. So it's bribery on one hand, extortion on the other. Maybe it's a little of both.
Absolutely. I think it's bribery regardless. The code section is written quite broadly, and it's written that way in order to prevent any political corruption and to prevent people from even acting this way.
Now you filed a complaint, is that correct? Yeah, the fact, your organization filed a complaint with the DOJ, correct?
We did. Yesterday we filed a complaint with the DOJ. We are asking them to investigate these three groups for bribery, and we are asking that they act on the website as well.
So what do you think? So how long does it take them to respond? How long do you expect until you get an answer?
Well, the DOJ is not very responsive. They keep everything a secret. So, but we
no.
are hoping that they know the time-sensitive nature of this. You cannot let public bribes just hang out there before a senator votes. I mean, that is not good for our democratic government. It introduces a mistrust and a suspicion, and it puts Senator Collins in a position that there's no win for her, and we can't have
there's a win for her.
She questioned on their motives for votes.
I think what they did by doing this, I think they solidified Susan Collins' vote is what they did, because if I were in the receiving end and I was, you know, kind of considering back and forth and I was threatened and bullied and basically attempted to be extorted, I would vote for Brett Kavanaugh three times over based on that kind of behavior from other people. I would say, really? You're going to threaten me. You're going to try to extort me. You're going to try to bribe me. No, thank you. I'm going to vote the other way.
Absolutely. It does. You know, I think it does nothing for their point that they're arguing. They give no substantive arguments. They, you know, it is not an argument on its merits or anything like that. It's just a flat out bribe.
Yeah, it's straight up. It's buying a vote. Which, by the way, the left is quite experienced at. You know, I mean, let's be honest. Things like Social Security were not about security at all. They're about acquiring votes and compensating people for their votes. And that's the way it's always been, whether it's Social Security or Obamacare, or I can go right down my list and say, here's why they want your votes. If you vote for those rotten Republicans, they'll take these things away from you. But vote for me. I'll make sure you get paid. Pretty simple stuff. Where do we go from here?
Well, we're hoping that the DOJ acts quickly, but it is a time-sensitive thing. So, you know, we're limited until the vote happens for them to act on the website. But even after that, they can always investigate and hold these three groups accountable.
All right, Kendra, I need you to keep me informed on this one. Keep us up to date and let us know what happens. Kendra Arnold, Executive Director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Thank you for being here. And yes, please keep us up to date on what happens with your complaint and where it goes.
Will do.
There you
go.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. There you have it. All right, let me grab one of these letters I got, because this one's just sitting here bugging me a little bit. Hey, Steve, and yet you believe glyphosate is safe because Monsanto tells you so? Drink up. I usually agree with you on most topics, but you really need to look into the lies and reality about such things as GMOs, vaccines, and all things Monsanto. You're quite well informed on many topics, but these you seem to let your emotions control your opinion. Mike, you're wrong. What I said about glyphosate, which, by the way, is Roundup. There was this whole hysteria about Roundup being in breakfast cereal here recently. Turned out to be bogus. I called it for what it is. I called it nonsense. As far as GMOs go, GMOs, there is no link to any health concern whatsoever. In fact, we lead longer, healthier lives than at any time in human history. One of the main points for that is nutrition. Places like Michigan State University and The Ohio State University and Texas A&M, all out there doing research to create better food products. In fact, we feed more people today on the planet using less energy and less agricultural real estate to get it done. It is pretty impressive, and thanks in part to GMOs, which are completely safe. Thank you. Monsanto, part of the solution, not the problem on many of those things. Now, are all their chemicals safe? I don't know that. But to go after me and say it's controlling my opinion, and what I'm saying is that these PFCs are unsafe in drinking water at most levels, and I think that's a big concern. But, Mike, thank you for the letter. I appreciate it. You can send me a letter, too, at stevegruber.com. Do your best. Bring your A game.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the